Today's daf is daf Tzadik Vav. We're holding at the bottom of Tzadik Kiyomid Beis. And we just had a question as to how to view yayin, which we began in our Mishnah discussing wine that was suitable for selling, but was already beginning to turn sour. So we said that that's you're supposed to accept when it comes to mechira under certain circumstances, 10%. Of such kind of wine. But Shaila was whether such a wine is Borei Pri HaGefen or whether it's Shakol Nihye Binvaro. So yesterday we saw that there was a machlokas. According to Rav Chisda, it's considered to be Shakol, and according to Rav Yehuda, it's considered to be Borei Pri HaGefen. And all are moda that when it comes to very low quality wine, which is made from the leaves of wine, we're going to discuss more of that today, the kind of wine that you sell on the street corners with the vendors of the hot dogs, that's definitely considered to be a shahakol. Today we're holding one line up from the bottom to try to define what the halacha is. Omalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. So we just had a Rav Yehuda, we just had Rav Yehuda Shita that one makes on that wine a Borei Pri HaGefen. And we also have the Shita of Rav Chisda, who says it's not correct. Why would I make such a valuable bracha on something that's not high quality? It should just be like everything else, a normal liquid. Mark Amad Svirle, how does Rabbi Yosef, how do you hold? Omarle, it's not a matter of how I hold, it's a brighter. Matnita Yadana, I know a brighter, and out of this brighter, you'll see yourself what the halach is. Now this brighter is a little bit complicated, and it's not obvious even at the end how we're going to see ourselves what the halach is. But anyway, by the time we get to the bottom of the daf, we may have some idea of what this is Nogea. The Tanya. Habodek et ha-chavit liyot mafrish alea truma va'olech. Case over here is that somebody is keeping a barrel of wine. He wants to use this wine to gradually use it up for truma, for meiser. And of course, if it's wine, then you can use it. You say there's a certain proportion is for this barrel that I'm going to be drinking today, and a week later you're in another place, you take a barrel, I want to use it for this barrel today. So gradually you use up the entire thing to become Trumah Meiser. The problem is that if it turned into vinegar in between and you didn't notice, then you would be taking off vinegar for wine. And Eliba the Rebbe, you're not even Yotze if you take off vinegar for wine. So the Shaila is, can you assume after doing a Bedika that this wine remained wine? Did it turn into vinegar? And what would happen if you'd come back maybe a month later and you check it and then it was vinegar? So how far before that do you have to assume it was vinegar? So these are all kinds of shilas that you can get into if you're not keeping tabs on it all the time. So here you're checking your chavit and you check it from time to time. You want to make sure that it's wine liot mafrish alei truma ve'olech and you keep using it for this. One day you check it and it was nimtza chometz. Now the shaila is, it's a week later, a month later. Good heavens. So everything that you took off during that time, was it good or was it not good truma? You have to go back and take off again. Is it a suffix? What's the halach? Says the Braita a psak that it's very vague because there's many ways to understand the psak. It says, koshlo shayom vadai mikan velach safek. So 3 days it's for sure, but beyond that it's not for sure. I mean, I don't know which 3 days. The latest 3 days, the first 3 days. When we say that it's a suffix, it's a vadai, we mean it's a vadai vinegar, we mean it's a vadai wine, starting from the beginning. How do we understand that? Mike Omar, what exactly is the psak over here? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, what the Braita means to say is like this, that koshlo shay yamim arishonim, from the last time that you checked, and it was wine when you checked it, so the next 3 days, anything that you had taken trumas from based on this barrel, it's kosher. And vadayayin, you can assume for the next 3 days that the barrel contains wine. But beyond that, you don't know already. Mikan ve'elach, it's a safek. Why? My timer. I'll tell you. The truth is that chamra mi'iloi oka. The wine will turn sour starting from the top. And you tasted it, right? You tasted it from the top. It didn't taste sour when you tasted it. So let's assume that, worst case scenario, it began souring the moment that you put the top back on. Yeah? Okay. So, ha'tiyamai velo akar. You've already tasted it. Definitely wasn't vinegar then. Ve'im tim tzalomer. So even in a worst case scenario, it batart ti'ima akar, it started going wrong immediately after you tasted it. That's why you didn't notice anything. Okay, so now for 3 days. I mean, it's a process. It doesn't turn into vinegar overnight. So it's a three-day process. And lamaisa, during the time of that process, that is the yayin that's nimkar b'chanut, that we said. It's still drinkable. It's not the best quality. Of course, that's also the yayin that was the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda b'Chisda, right? So, and I hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, that it really wouldn't matter. Because why? Basically, we have to look at it as something that has a vinegary smell, but still tastes recognizably like wine, right? During the first 3 days. So it's recha chala v'taymei chamra. It smells like vinegar, but that's because it's giving off the fumes of the fermentation. But lamaisa, it tastes like wine still. And my psak is that ko recha chala v'taymei chamra chamra. During that period, it's considered to be wine, and memel it was kosher for taking off trumas and maisras, even alibit a rabbi. And you'd be yotzi 100% for the first 3 days. Beyond that, I don't know. We'll have to assume worst-case scenarios. It started turning into vinegar right away. So at the end of 3 days, it was already really vinegar. Then you weren't yotzi, so then you have a suffix. V'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Omer, no. You're reading the Braita backwards. It's talking about the last 3 days. In other words, you're checking it now, and it's vaday vinegar, right? So I'm saying, kol shlosha yamim ha'acharonim, the final 3 days, meaning go up now, 3 days from the time of your last check, which was today. So if it's vinegar now, then it's definitely been vinegar for 3 days. Mikan v'la halan safek, from that point up, back towards the previous time that you checked it, that's a suffix. Why? Because my time had actually covered mitatoi. Okay. The wine you wouldn't have noticed when you took a little bit out from the top of the barrel. The whole bottom of the barrel may have been souring already. And emor okar v'lavadaiti. So it may be that even at that point, it was already vinegar, and it's just that you happened to take out from the very top. So that if you had gone a little deeper, you would have noticed it was already vinegar. So you can't be semich on that wine at all. It's a suffix all the way back. Now, if you want to tell me that, but that wasn't the case. I mean, imtim tzulorem yiloy akar v'tame v'lo akar. And even if you're going to tell me in the worst but still listen, Rabbi Yehoshua, I mean, maybe here it started, it's going sour from the top, and I tasted it, and it didn't sour. Well, that's true even. I'm ready to go along with that. But so what? It would make the slightest bit of difference. Why? Because Dilma Batar D'Tiamei Akar. It could be that the moment that you closed the barrel up, it now started going sour already. Okay? So you'll say, so don't I have 3 days? Nope. Because then it's Recha Chala V'Taymei Chamra. It's actually at that point, as far as I'm concerned, you're saying, well, it tastes like wine, but it doesn't smell like wine. I hold Recha Chala V'Taymei Chamra is Chala. It's actually vinegar. Because it already began. So Lamaisa, I don't even need to say it. It's really irrelevant to me whether it starts souring from the top, it starts souring from the bottom. I mean, because even if there would be a beginning process, I'd still disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. I'm just saying that trying to say is it might have been vinegar already right then and there. And that's possible because it could start souring from the bottom. Now there's another shita of the Romai in Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, where they have Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi saying something different. The shita of the Romai is the Romai Masnu, the Chachmei Adorim, they said over Mishmei de Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Rishonim Vadayayin. No. The Braita is actually telling you, the reason it leaves it vague, is to tell you that both ways you have a Vada. Kol Shloisha Yomi. Whether you start from the beginning, you start from the end going backwards. It's a Vada. From the beginning, it's a Vadayayin. From the end, it's a Vaday Chala. It's the middle period. There you've got your suffix. It's the Rishonim is Vadayayin. The Achronim is Vaday Chometz. The Emtzayim, there is where you've got your suffix, and that explains the best, the Lashon of the Braita. Of course, it makes absolutely no sense, because it's a contradiction. What do you hold? If you're referring to the last days, so what are you saying? You're saying that if I find it Chala now, think about what this means. If I find it Chala now, so maybe it just turned into vinegar now, maybe yesterday it was still in the process of turning into vinegar. Must be that I hold That wouldn't matter, because since it's a three-day process, even if it started turning into vinegar 3 days ago, it's still vinegar, because I altered if it smells like vinegar, even if it tastes like wine, it's vinegar. I'm saying it's vadai vinegar, right? So then how could you say the first 3 days it's vadai yayin? So then you're telling me you can't be sure that it didn't start there. Let's say even you hold that it's not from the bottom. Just started. But you said even if it just started, it's at least already a suffix. How can you say it's vadai yayin? You're contradicting yourself. The logic here makes absolutely no sense. On the one hand, you're saying as long as the three-day process wasn't completed, it's yayin. And on the other hand, you're saying, as long as the three-day process began, it's vinegar. Which one is it? Ask the Gemara Gufa Kash. I understand, you're contradicting yourself. It's all very nice to say it fits into the Lashon of the Braita, but it can't possibly make sense. I mean, first you say, Rishonim Vadayayin. There's no way for you to say it's Vadayayin, because it may have started souring. So it must be that you hold, even if it started souring, I don't care. Because Reicha Chalav Atayme Chamra would still be wine anyway. So who cares if it started? For 3 days, it's still going to have a taste of wine. And the Mela, that's good enough. But then you turn around and you say, yeah, but the last 3 days is definitely vinegar. Why is it definitely vinegar? Maybe it only started tasting like vinegar today when I opened it. And yesterday it still had a taste of wine. And you said it tastes of wine, even though it's turning into vinegar. It smells like vinegar. It still has a bit of wine. So how can you say now it's about vinegar? So Alma, you see from that psak, that Reche Chalav Atayme Chamra is Chalav. Which one is it? Says the Gemara. Now, the Lashon of the Dromoi in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has got to be taking an assumption, which is a reasonable assumption, based on the Lashon of the Bright. The Bright is clearly telling you that either 3 days is Vada. Because otherwise it's crazy. How do you say 3 days is Vada? What do you mean? 3 days is Vada and not let me know what you mean? Must be that both 3 days are Vada. So I immediately think to myself, I mean, but that's a logical contradiction. Either I hold that you go according to the taste of wine, it's still wine, or I hold, like you just said, that it's vinegar. Must be, therefore, I think to myself, that there's a case in which this statement would make sense. What case would that be? It's talking about kigon deshtaka chala sipatka. What it's talking about is that I open it today, and this thing is very powerful vinegar. It's not just wine that has just turned into vinegar. It's turned into a very pungent vinegar. Now that takes 3 days already from the time it's turned into vinegar for it to become now the chala sipatka. So mamela must be the ilav the orka tlata yumi lo have mishtakea chala sipatka. So the Braita wants to tell you something that sounds vague to you to force you to recognize that the statement works in all directions. So that obviously it must be, I mean, it's a given in order for it to work for the first 3 days. That taima chamra, even if recha chala is chamra. There's no other way that that can work. Okay, that's my starting point. That's a given. It's vadai wine for 3 days. How could it be that it would be vadai vinegar for 3 days? Must be that what I found was very pungent vinegar. Therefore I know it's coming to me a bigger chiddush, an additional chiddush, that there's 3 days you could be sure it's vinegar in certain cases. Anyway, Rabbi Yosef says, well, you know, you look at this braita, for sure you'll know the halacha. I don't know. I'm just as confused as I was before. I mean, we've got three different possibilities over here. You're telling me, you know, I don't know the halacha, but I know a braita. So what are you telling me? So come on, push it like Rabbi Yosef, who turns to Abaye and says, what are you asking me? Read the braita. So, what was he supposed to see in the braita? Well, actually, it's a machlokas about what it was supposed to see in the braita. So we started off just with a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chisda. Now we've got a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, plus a sub-machlokas in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, plus a machlokas about whether what Rabbi Yosef meant when he quoted the braita was like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So much for simplifying things. So it's a machlokas Rabbi Mori and Rabbi Zvid, Chadamak Rabbi Yochanan, the Chadamak Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now the Rashbam points out, Lamaisa, since we have the sheet of the Romoi in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, according to that, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself agreed with Rabbi Yochanan. He was just coming to add the case of Chalas Victor because of the Diak and the Braita, but theoretically he's agreeing with the idea that 3 days you have Vadayayin, which means that the Tam would indeed be yayin, bekosher meiser, in which case he seems to be saying, if Rabbi Yosef is making the two dinim interrelated, that the aloch legabe the bracha should be to make bar pri hagefen. So that should be the way that we follow it. Lamaisa, we paskin that if the wine is something that people don't want to drink, that you don't make a bar pri hagefen. In other words, if the spoilage is that except people don't enjoy drinking it, so then you're making a bar pri hagefen as the chashivas of the wine. Itzma. When it comes now to our case, and we've been talking about the shayla of how much you have to accept, what's considered to be yayin and nimker bechanut, and so on. But I mean, lamaisa, now we see, we've introduced this idea that there's a process. So process means that if I see, after I buy wine, that within a day it turns into vinegar, now I know that at the time that I bought the wine, something was wrong with the wine. I can't say it suddenly happened now, because it takes time to happen. But if that's the case, that something happened now, something happened from before, then that means the yayin was basically pagum when I bought it. And it was clear, the same way you're saying, if I buy wine, a guy delivers to me vinegar, then I don't have to take it. Or if I buy seeds that are miyuchet for Zriah, and they don't grow, that the other guy's responsible, because there's a pagam in the seeds. So then if I buy wine that turns into vinegar within the time that's given, for it to turn into vinegar, that it can't be in my rishus, it must be it was pogum before, so then I should be able to give the wine back also, according to this. Is that true? Itma. Hamocher chavit yayin lechaverov yichmitza. So how about if a guy sells you a barrel of wine, and it's mitchametz in the same barrel? Now, if it's on the same barrel, then already you've introduced all kinds of new microorganisms. It could be that you were the one that was meant to be mitchametz. I mean, that we're not going to talk about. But assuming that things were left the way they were, so now we have to therefore say that it was the problem of the seller. Therefore, says Rav, indeed, kol shlosha yamim arishonim, rishut mocher, since we just said it takes 3 days, so if within the first 3 days the wine turns into vinegar, then really he sold you vinegaring wine. Except you weren't sensitive enough to notice it, you weren't paying attention, whatever. But it's got to be that it was already in there. Mikan ve'elech, the same way that we say over here that it's a sofik l'kabi meiser, mikan ve'elech. So mikan ve'elech in terms of momenism, I think of all of our ayam. You're going to tell them that it was, how do you prove that it was something was wrong with the wine? So from that point on, it's in Rishus Elokeiah. Where Shmuel says, no, it's not true. Because there's an additional issue over here that you haven't taken into consideration. And that is that even if it hasn't been moved into a different container, however, chamra akat for the mare shovar, the thing over here is the wine jumps onto your shoulders, the shoulders of the buyer. So we're going to see later on, this is the way that the Rashbam understands it. It's sort of magical. Yayin is bogate, meaning that if the guy who has the wine is a treacherous fellow, it'll act treacherously with him and it'll turn into vinegar, just to teach him a lesson. So it's obviously his mazel that caused the wine to turn into vinegar, and therefore you can't turn back and tie that to the mocher. He'll say to you, what do you mean? I am a good guy. The wine treats me properly. You're a no good guy and treats you like this, turns into vinegar. Tosfos says this, it's a little, little far-fetched.
Maybe this is out in the sun or something.
What's that?
How do you know maybe the guy kept bought the barrel and put it out in the sun? How do you know?
Apparently it takes 3 days with, well, I mean, that's Tosfos' shot, really. So Tosfos says what it really means is shavar doesn't mean it jumps, meaning that the mazel jumps onto your shoulders. That means the water gets jumpy, the wine gets jumpy, which means to say that the very fact that when you picked it up, you already agitated it. God only knows what changes you introduced already. As Scott says, the temperature changes. You move it, you're moving it, you take it into the sun. And once that's changed, it's no longer a three-day process. Who knows what's happening? It's just a physical thing, obviously, says Tosfos. We're going to use this as a raya, that it can suddenly turn. The case before we were talking about, if somebody else bought it, then already you can't rely on it. Whoever heard of such a thing that's going to change the physical reality of needing 3 days, now already a miracle will happen. You don't need 3 days for it to turn vinegar. Well, where do you get such a thing from?
You know, wine already gets
vinegar. Yes, unless it starts to turn vinegar. As Pasteur will be happy to explain to you. Yeah. So, what happened? Ovad Rabbi Yosef moved the Kavasi to Rav Beshikra, the Kavasi to Shmuel Bechamra. So Rabbi Yosef said, this is indeed there's a question how this relates to the previous sugya, obviously between Rosh Hashanah and Tosfos. Rav Yosef, when it came to beer, so beer already doesn't have that type of good relationship with its owner, you see. So it's not going to, it's Yayin that's bogeid, obviously going back to the Yetz Hadas with all the relationship, the vine. That's why it's Tirosh. You could call it Tirosh, you call it Tirash. You know, wine always has a double meaning. We use wine for Avdola, but you're not allowed to be Mavdol if you drink wine. I mean, it has very profound paradoxes, the relationship. None of that's true about Shikra. So then if it comes to Shikra, so then of course you could be Shemek on Rav. Takes 3 days. There's no way you're going to short-circuit that process with Shikra. Mamela, it's the Mocher's responsibility. Whereas you paskin like Shmuel Bechamra, which says just the opposite. I mean, if it had to do with Mazel, so it has nothing to do with Shmuel. Shmuel was never talking about the Rav. Shmuel never said anything about Shikra. Okay, but in any event, maybe there were physical differences between the agitation when it comes to Shikra, which is meant to be agitated. Okay, see, paskin like Rav in one way, that you can go back to the cellar within 3 days. When it came to wine, he paskin like Shmuel. Ve'yolcha takavate de Shmuel, he paskin like Shmuel. Not necessarily that was in the Gemara region. Toner Rabbanan, echad shechar temarim. Obviously, if the case would be, I mean, it has to be ovir mocher chavit. Shaila is if it's something that's meant to be sold right away. That does get into, in other words, if it's really, like we said before, because nafkamina is about whether it's nimkar bechanut, whether the guy could say, well, you're supposed to drink it right away. I didn't. But in this case, where it's a chavit, he was keep selling for himself, not to a guy who sells in a chanut, then we will say that there's no going back, no recourse to the seller. Toner Rabbanan, echad shechar temarim, v'echad shechar se'arim, v'echad shimrei yayin, v'vorchin aleihem shakol niyeh bidvaro. So when it comes to a beer that's made out of dates, or even a beer that's made out of barley, which you'll think, okay, but I mean, that's, I thought if we take the chamisha minei dagan and we're mala them, we have special brachas. That's the gabe pat. To turn them into something which is miyuchet for grain and so on, yes, that's true. To turn it into beer, is that considered to be the ultimate ilui of a mazain, of one of the dagans? And therefore, it's still a sha'akel. And even if you used, we spoke about this a little bit yesterday, even if you use the lees of the wine, and you soak them in water, and you make wine based on the liquid that comes out, the halacha is that it's not considered to be wine, and you say shahako. Acherim omrim. This is Rav Avad Yosef's psak that you can't make a bori bre geffen on the badatz wine. But that's on the badatz wine.
And grape juice, there's some grape juices too.
It could be. I'm not familiar with the grape juice product.
That's because they mix more and more than wine.
It's not made. It's not real wine. It's made. It's temed, basically. I mean, now it could be that. This is a while ago. Now I think they started actually selling real wine. But for many years, they sold only a temed mixture that they added spirit to. They added an alcohol to.
You don't make alcohol on temed.
Sorry?
On temed, you don't make
alcohol. We're getting there. Acherim omrim, shmarim sheyesh b'hem ta'am yayin mevorach alehem borei pri hagefen. If lamaisa, you have a taste of wine, even if it was made from lees, you also say a borei pri hagefen. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, d'amar tarvayu, ein halacha ki acherim. We don't paskin that way, but we have to clarify what we mean. We don't paskin that way. What are they talking about? Amar Rabba, let me explain to you. I mean, we're talking about over here, we need to clarify what the proportions were of water to wine. And because everybody's moda, you see, that if Rama Talata Va'ata Arba'a, so you put in, let's say, 3 cups, and for every 3 cups you put in, you get out 4 cups after letting it soak in the leaves. So then obviously you've been getting out a fourth, which is really wine, because that liquid that comes out of the leaves is wine. And the din is that 1 to 3 is considered to be wine, because this is Rava L'shitase. Rava L'taymi, D'yoma Rava Kol Chamro L'dari Al Chatlat Maya Lav Chamro. If the wine, and at that time, the truth is, even in the time of the Gemara is Mechalik between Yayin Asharoni, which only could take 1 to 2 parts, to normal wine, which is 1 to 3 parts. But in those days, the wine was apparently made in a way that it gave you a much more heavy concentration of juice and alcohol. So, if you can't mix 1 to 3, it's b'chlal not wine. Right, the Romans used to carry around very highly concentrated wines. As a matter of fact, that's what did them in, apparently. They didn't realize they were getting lead poison from it. And there was the containers actually poisoned them. But they were able to concentrate the wine in such a way that you could really mix. So you can mix three parts water to one part wine. And that's exactly what you've done over here. You mix three parts of water, and you get out now four. So obviously, the fourth is coming from the leaves. So then it's good. If, on the other hand, let's say Rama Tlata Vyata Tlata, you put in three, you get out three, then everybody is made of that for sure it's a shahako, valaf kloma. I don't give it, it has a taste. That's just absorption of smell and so on that's giving you a taste. But then, there's no wine here at all. So that's not a question. We have to clarify where is the machlokas between the acherim and the Tanakama. Oh, ki plige, and here's where I'm telling you we don't paskin like that. But ki plige, the Roma Tlata Ve'ata Tlata Palga. The Shiloh over here is, if you have 1/6, right, so you now have a 3.5. Okay, so now you've got basically 6 to 1. Huh. So there, the Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan Hol, well, 6 to 1 is nothing. But what we have to assume is like this. You put in 3, you took out 3. There's no exchange of liquid. Because what happens over is you draw out the wine because of the osmotic pressure. So there's no real exchange. What happens is that you ended up with pashle palga. You ended up with only an additional palga, a half a cup, to the mixture. So you've got palga, that's not going to, if you got palga, bashita palga mayim, I mean 1 to 6 is ridiculous. That's for sure. Bottle. Olaf klumi. Okay, that's for sure not. The acherim. That's not the acherim argue on that. The acherim just hold that the reality is that if you put in 3, so tlata ol shreinu palga nafik. What we have over here is, in fact, an exchange of liquids. Because really what you had is pashle kuza. Kuza betray upalga is chamra ma'alya. You see, so what they hold over here, you've got now these three parts of water. They went in, but they didn't all come out. Actually, 2.5 came out. So that means that what you're finding now is really the half, which is new, of the three, plus another half. That's what you're finding. Oh, that's already serious. Because then you've got a full cup of wine over here to 2.5. A full cup of wine, even to 3 of water, would be wine, as I said before. And therefore, they say over here for sure, I mean, koshikate, if it's only five, the diluted over here to less than 3, it's 2.5, that's considered to be wine. So that's what they're saying. Kuza betrayu pagas, 100%. Chamra malyo, that's pure wine. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. B'yoter michtei midato mi plige? You're saying that they would argue in the case of getting more out than you put in. That's not true. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. No, it's not. Here the Mishnah is talking about the chiyuv of Meiser when it comes to Temet. Is Temet considered to be wine, Mamela Tchayiv Meiser, or not? And here it says, Hamitameh, somebody's making Temet, which means he's pouring in water over lees to soak, and he's Natan Mayim B'midah. He puts in a certain amount of water, and he comes out finding exactly the same amount of liquid. So over there, pot, says the Tanakama, there's no shaila. Ah, Yotaina, I thought over here, I mean, isn't that itself a kasha? You just said that even bichtei midato. You're saying lo pligi. Bichtei midato, everybody agrees. Lamaisit, here it says, v'rabi yudam b'chayev. For some reason, Gemara only asked the other way around. That is dafka because you found kedei midato. Mashmud, if you found a little bit more, we could have asked right away from the beginning. Then is the Rashbam says you can't ask from the beginning because that we should be machmer when it comes to meiser, that's acceptable. He was talking about here the question of bruch. Okay, for meiser already, here meiser to take off meiser. But meanwhile, what you do see is that atkan. Lo pligi ela bichdei midato. Where's the machlokas of Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda? Dafka, if it was what you got, was what you put in. Mashma, bioter bichdei midato lo pligi. That there, everybody agrees, if you got out more than you put in, that in that case, you vadai have. Now, and don't try to tell me, well, That's because they hold your machmer on Maisa. If they hold your machmer on Maisa, then they would have agreed with them, Lagabi, you put in and took out. Because when you're saying it's really the same issue. You're going to have to assume that what you got out is not what you put in, even though it's the same amount. No. So if you're being machmer on that sfar, it'd be machmer even if it's the same amount. Elamai, there's a difference between a case where there clearly was some type of drawing out of the taste of the wine. And you're claiming that, no, it depends how much. Over here it says Davka was exactly Bechtei Midato. Says Gemara, it's not true. Hu adin afilu biyoter Bechtei Midato pligi. The Rabbanon would have said, I don't care. Even if it wasn't Bechtei Midato. You know why it spoke over here, Davka, you took out what you put in? Not to tell me the Chiddush in the Rabbanon, but rather, Hadika Miflege Bechtei Midato was Lodiach HaKocha the Rabbi Yehuda. That you should know, if I would have told you that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, I would have said, well, that's because you got out more than you put in. So obviously he's going to be Mechayev. But undoubtedly, if you didn't get out more than you put in, he wouldn't have been Machmer. Kamash Malan, the Rabbi Yehuda is telling you, you have to take off Meiser, even if you didn't get out more than what you put in. But L'Meiser, we're not coming to discuss the Chachomim over here. The Chachomim, they would have held that I'm not going to be Machmer B'chlal, even though we're talking about Maaser. Let's review. Amalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. Look, we got Rabbi Yehuda, we got Rabbi Chista. What's the bottom line? Markaman Sfirole. Amalei, I only know Matnita Yadana. The Tanya Bodeket Chavit Liot Mafrish Alea Truma Veolech V'Acharka Nimtzei Chometz Kol Shlosha Yamim Vaday Mikan Ve'Elach Safek. Now, I mean, obviously, what's that supposed to mean? Om Rabbi Yochanachikov V'Kol Shlosha Yamim Harishonim Vala Yayin Mikan Ve'Elach Safek. My timer, be'emes the chamras miloi aka, and we know it wasn't aka because atame velo aka. Im tim tzaloma that it started immediately, bata to ima aka, it takes 3 days. Meanwhile, it's recha chalav atame chamra. I hold kol recha chalav atame chamra is chamra, whereas Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says the contrary. Koshlo shayamim achronim it's vadai, meaning it's vadai chometz, because it must have started souring at least 3 days ago. Mikan lahalan up. It's a suffix. My timer. Chamra mitatoi okar, ve'imor okar v'lavadaite, ve'im tim tzolomer miloi okar, atame v'lo okar. So maybe dilma bat atame okar, and you're going to say, so why is it a suffix? Why wasn't it vada yayin? Because even so, it's recha chala v'tame chamra, and recha chala v'tame chamra is chala. Now the romoi matnu mishmei the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, rishonim vada yayin, achronim vada chometz. And it's the emtsayim between the first 3 days and the last 3 days. That's what the bright was referred to as a suffix, which of course makes no sense. A gufa kasha, amrit rishonim vada yayin. So you're agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan that alma reka chala v'tayim echamra is chamra. And then you turn around and you say that ronim vada chometz. The only way that works is you're saying even though it takes 3 days, must be because reka chala v'tayim echamra is still chala. Ah, so that's the point. Talking about over here. But, I mean, so who is Rabbi Yosef saying we should look to here? Come on, Pashatle. Pligibar of Mori Rav Zvid, Chadamak Rabbi Yochanan, Vechadamak Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Itma. Hamocher chavit yain lechavirovi hichmitza. Omar Rav, kol shlosha yamim arishonim reshut mocher, mikan ve'elech, Rishut lokea. Bishmuel Amar? No. Chamra akat v'damari shovar. Ovad Rav Yosef uvda kavatid Rav b'shichra uchavatid Shmuel b'chamra. V'yilchata kavatid Shmuel. Ton Rabbonan echad shechar temarim v'yachad shechar seorim v'yachad shimre yayin mevorchin alayem shakol nihye bidvoro. Acherim omrim shimarim shesh b'em tam yayin mevorch alayem bori pri hagefen. Rav Rav Yosef emetavar en alakha k'acherim. But first, says Rav, let me explain the machloket. Kuli yama roma tlat av alta arba'a. That everybody's made as bori pri hagefen. It's chamru. This is Rav l'taymi. Yama Rav kol chamru lo dari achat tlat. Maya is lav chamru. On the other hand, roma tlat av alta tlata. That's just water. Lav klumu. Ki pligi the roma tlat av alta tlata upalga. So Rabbanan Savre, look, it's the same tlata that was ayil. That's the tlata that was nafik, and all you have over here is an extra palga that came out. So partially palga. And that's palga, that palga is not going to have in six palgas. That's bottle. It's 6 to 1, Maya, Laf Kluma. Acherim Sabre. No, you have to assume. Tlata all. But it was exchanged. So really, train the Palga nothing. Pashle Kuza. Ooh. So a Kuza betrayal Palga is really Chama Malyu. Because even if we're being 1 to 3, Koshke 1 to 2.5. Wait a minute. You're saying Biyoter? Mechtei Midato, they argue. Mi plige? But not. Hamitameid v'natan mayim b'midah u'matzah k'dei midato patur. And Rebbe Yehuda's Mechaya. But you see that it's only because Bechtei Midato. That Atkan lo plige ela Bechtei Midato. Had it been your term, Bechtei Midato, everybody would agree to your Chaya. Lo plige. No. Who adin afilu your term, Bechtei Midato plige? The only reason that we remaflig Bechtei Midato is lo diach akoch Rebbe Yehuda Shurman is Kiddush. That lo maisa, you have to be chayish for an exchange of liquids, even kach, or maybe even worse, even if it's time at a kamra, it's chayav a maisa. That's already a sugya to be seen in chul.